Recommendations. In this section, the recommendations made later in the report are summarised and categorised. We have not indicated an order of priority for the recommendations. The researchers note, however, that recommendation 1 is core to the university's approach to designing and implementing improvements that are inclusive of the voice and experience of students with disability, and to ensuring that such initiatives have appropriate oversight and are held accountable to the students these initiatives are aimed to support. It is also of note that Recommendation 4 is key to addressing many aspects of the results and areas identified for improvement, and Recommendation 6 highlights potential collaborative directions towards wider adoption of proactive approaches to disability inclusion throughout the sector, with the University of Queensland in a leading role. Recommendation 1. Strategic implementation and reporting. A. That the University of Queensland establish a process to work directly with the Student Union's Disability Collective, interested students and recent graduates with disability to review the findings and together develop strategies to improve inclusion and educational opportunities for students with disability, referred to as the review and development process. With those strategies to be added to the university's Disability Action Plan and integrated into all relevant university planning and implementation processes. B. That the University of Queensland develop and maintain a role for representatives of the Student Union's Disability Collective in the implementation, monitoring and review of strategies identified through the review and development process. Recommendation 2. Support and access. A. That the university use the review and development process to identify reasons current and prospective students with disability may not disclose their conditions and develop communication and other strategies to overcome non-disclosure. B. That the university use the review and development process to identify more effective ways to promote the availability of student access plans and other academic adjustments for students with disability, and implement those mechanisms. C. That the university engage a qualified access consultant to conduct an audit to ensure that inclusive education opportunities are available to all people with disability, including those with physical, sensory, psychosocial, cognitive, and/or neurodiverse conditions. From that audit, develop access improvement strategies to be added to the university's Disability Action Plan and integrated into all relevant planning processes of the university. D. That the university work with the review and development process to consider the responses to questions 31 and 32 about the impact of changes arising from the pandemic to identify mechanisms that have affected accessibility both positively and/or negatively. Recommendation 3. Legislative obligations and processes. A. That the university ensure that work with the review and development process prioritises consideration of its administrative procedures, policies and/or bureaucratic processes to ensure that barriers to full inclusion and a satisfactory student experience for students with disability are identified and addressed. B. That the university work with the review and development process to identify how to more effectively ensure that students with disability are aware of the availability of reasonable adjustments, what a reasonable adjustment is, and the breadth of what such adjustments encompass. C. That the university work with the review and development process to identify more effective ways for students with disability to raise and escalate issues or concerns. This could usefully be informed by people with expertise in designing welcoming and accessible feedback and complaints processes. Recommendation 4. Teaching and learning. A. That the university adopt the Universal Design for Learning principles and ensure sufficient expertise and ongoing resourcing is available to guide those who design and deliver courses to implement those principles. B. That the university ensure that all staff, engaged in the design and delivery of courses be provided with training that raises their awareness of disability, barriers to education for students with disability, the obligations on the university and its staff to ensure non-discriminatory access to education, and how to work with the university's specialist disability support staff to implement the Universal Design for Learning principles and student access plans. The most effective training available across these domains should be identified through the university working with the review and development process and the Australian Disability Clearinghouse on Education and Training, referred to as ADSET. C. That within the review and development process, the university explore options for implementing greater flexibility and variety of methods in assessing students' knowledge and skill acquisition, evidence of learning outcomes, particularly providing accessible alternatives for each aspect of assessment. This exploration would benefit from the involvement of independent external disability education experts to inform the process. Recommendation 5, culture and inclusion. A. That the university prioritise inclusion of representation of the diversity of students with disability at the University of Queensland in its student-facing and public-facing communications and events. B. That the university work with the review and development process to identify factors that may lead to students with disability feeling isolated and unsupported, and develop strategies to remedy this. C. That the university and the student union work with the disability collective to enhance social connectedness of students and to build, maintain, and strengthen mechanisms by which students can meet others who have similar experiences and access peer support. D. That the university and the student union work together to ensure that university events are fully inclusive of all students with disability to enhance their opportunities to build friendships and support networks. Recommendation 6, survey and future collaboration. A. That the survey be conducted on a regular basis, at least every 3 years, at the University of Queensland, with targeted promotion to ensure engagement with international students and postgraduate students. B. That the survey be amended to improve recognition of the domains and issues uniquely facing postgraduate students. C. That the university work with the Student Union Disability Collective to ensure that future survey analysis consider whole of university disability data to ensure the survey samples are representative. D. That the university ensure that it publicly reports on the outcomes of future surveys and work with people with disability to encourage broad adoption of the survey approach to assist future students with disability, to identify universities that are proactive in ensuring fulfilment of the right to education for students with disability. E. That the university work with Universities Australia and the Australian Disability Clearinghouse on Education and Training, ADSET, to fund a team of researchers from multiple universities to further develop the survey and to process and analyse national survey results independent of university oversight, further develop the survey for use across all Australian universities and split the survey into two main sections. One that will collect data from all universities and the other a customisable section in which universities can ask more granular, university-specific questions. For the university-specific section, researchers would de-identify the data before returning it to the university to protect the privacy of students and ensure that students will feel confident in the ethical processes involved and will not fear repercussions. And finally, conduct the survey every 3 years.